From the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. The flight to rural areas to avoid the pandemic is real, and that can be a mixed blessing. Home values went up, as will property taxes. Rents also will increase, putting pressure on low-income families.
So many properties have been sold relatively quickly after being put on the market.
Kyle Kopko with the Center for Rural Pennsylvania says home sales and prices in rural counties jumped 7% in the last year alone, slightly higher than in urban areas. Rapid sales have raised concern about a shortage of housing. Availability as well as cost is an issue in these counties. With more people moving to rural areas, demand for broadband also will increase. The new infrastructure bill will be a game changer, says Amy Huffman with the National Digital Inclusion Alliance.
States are going to have a lot of work to do, but I also believe they will do the work well in order to get service to everyone.
Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin hopes the huge national investment will address affordability, too. In her state, the average monthly cable and internet bill is close to $120.
We know that access to high-speed internet is crucial to ensuring workers, families, communities bounce back from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Census data shows 10 million rural households don't subscribe to an existing broadband service.
Even where there is infrastructure, broadband may be too expensive to be within reach.
And there's a movement afoot to continue a pandemic-related program offering kids free meals at school, regardless of their financial situation at home. Joni Jacobson directs nutrition services in Gothenburg, Nebraska.
It's just the right thing to do. We need to feed kids. If we're going to have productive, responsible adults, they need to have access to food.
Eric Saviano with Nebraska Appleseed says if Congress makes the change permanent, it could put an end to lunch line shaming when families fall behind on bills.
When it's free to everybody, more kids have access and nobody's getting judged.
Research shows better grades and higher graduation rates when kids aren't hungry at school. One wily turkey escaped the Thanksgiving table and became a celebrity in Williamsville, New York. It started with a traffic jam.
I was going to get some supplies for my Thanksgiving baking a couple of years ago, and there was a holdup. It was a wild turkey.
Spotted and then named Calvin by Lori Jagow, the bird stuck around the neighborhood until someone, worried for its safety, drove it to a wildlife refuge. But not before town residents posted regular sightings on Facebook. Jagow told local TV station WGRZ, Calvin symbolizes the holiday spirit.
Looking for unity, that it can be found even in a wild turkey.
Jagow's turkey tail is included in the latest edition of Chicken Soup for the Soul. For the Yonder Report and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.